The Widow's Cabin by L.G. Davis. Narrated by Chloe DeLandis. The Widow's Cabin by L.G. Davis. For Simon. Chapter 1. In less than a year, my husband will be gone. Forever. He will not only be leaving me behind, but also the world. That's why every second counts. Brett's hand is warm against my palm. He's trying to comfort me. I hate that he's failing at it. But I smile because I'm trying to comfort him right back. I'm probably failing too. Every day of my life, I wake up each morning waiting for the other shoe to drop. Being dragged from one foster family to the next as a kid, only to be returned to sender time and time again, does that to you. Brett was my new beginning, my fairy tale. But fairy tales don't exist. Not in my world. I was a fool to believe they did. The early years of our marriage were tough. I loved Brett, but I struggled to be close to him, to be happy. It had a lot to do with his father. Once I had finally become accustomed to living with my pain and had learned how to fake happiness, cancer struck. I'm trying hard to be strong for both of us, but I'm slowly coming undone.
Are you okay?
Brett lifts a thick eyebrow. His voice is deep with exhaustion. Since his stomach cancer diagnosis 1 month ago, he tires more easily. That doesn't stop him from giving the little energy he has left to the Black Oyster Resort, one of his father's hotels that's based in Fort Haven, North Carolina. That's where we met. His father had hired me to work as a maid, and Brett and I fell in love and got married within 6 months. Business always comes first for Brett, even before our little family. Whenever I confront him, he denies it, but it's the truth. I thought I was okay with getting the scraps of his time. I forced myself to be grateful for having him in my life at all. Not anymore, though. Not when we have such little time left together. It's our wedding anniversary, and I had wanted us to create one last happy memory. Tonight I had wanted to live in denial, to pretend our life is perfect even when it's far from it. His phone beeps before I can respond, before I can go on fooling myself. The other shoe drops. I expected it to. Brett always.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?